WLBC News Update. I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested and see what, if anything, we get put together today to resurrect the center so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for two more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that the community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business. And we're interested in not only what happens to our youngsters while they're in school, but while they're out of school.
Greg Paris, a minister at Union Chapel in Muncie, had a solution. He suggested putting his church in charge of the center's operations.
We are prepared to do that if it comes to that. Obviously, there's a lot of people who are willing to assist in this process, and we want to simply appropriately find our place in all that. But if necessary, yes, the Church of Muncie is prepared to oversee, coordinate all three of these centers.
Now, nothing definite came out of this morning's meeting, but close to 20 names were nominated to a committee that will serve on a temporary board. Another meeting is scheduled for this Saturday at Muncie City Hall's auditorium at 8 a.m. The public is invited to that meeting. Also in the works are plans for a trust fund and possible grant money from the Urban Enterprise Zone Association. I'm Deborah Ross for WLBC News.
When hitting off from Dorval, your best bet is the best bus in Hotel International for just $79. Enjoy a restful night's sleep, then leave your car for the duration of your trip up to 4 weeks at the best bus in Dorval secure parking lot. Hop aboard Best Western's free 24-hour day airport shuttle. But that's just the cost of parking at the lot. Spend your evening soaking much of the largest hotel whirlpool to gain extra hour sleep. Arriving late on your return, Best Bus has $79 parking packages for you as well. Drop your car off before departing and rest up on your return before hitting the road. Your best bet is the best bus in Hotel International. Go to the S in Dorval Circle. Telephone 631-4811 for reservations today.
Overweight? Try to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work. Because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat, a miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
Thank you. Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Welcome back to Travel World Radio Show. This year, we're back. It's our second year here. We're right next to the Fort William Henry Fort. We see the Minnehaha Authentic Steam Paddle Wheeler taking off at the south end of Lake George, and I absolutely love that boat, and they have a steam calliope and everything. And this new property that you have here is just built up. It's a replica of the original 1912 hotel.
It is. Matter of fact, we're celebrating our one-year anniversary July 18th, so we just came off a full year of operations, and it's been a very big success for us.
Oh, I'm really happy to hear that. And you can tell easily because the whole property is a resort out here. And
18 acres.
You have different things. You've got the motel on either side, a motel-style property. And for many years, there was actually nothing here. It was actually your dream to build this up into the replica. And it's actually two stories higher than the original was.
Yeah, actually, put a lot of thought into the property we're sitting at right now, the building that you're at. It is a replica of the old hotel. We knew we wanted to not jeopardize any of our lawn space because we do so many events here that utilize our whole 18 acres of land. So we built the old hotel, and actually the furniture in our lobby and in the guest room was built for us and replicated by a company.
So that's actually the nice thing. And the nice thing about it is when you walk in, it's a beautiful, spacious parking lot, but it's nicely done, manicured lawn and the whole bit. You walk straight into the hotel. You can walk straight through. It's a nice, welcoming kind of a lobby that's there. And out the back on the veranda where we're sitting right now, we actually have beautiful views directly of Lake George. In fact, if you go down, you see the top of the green roof of the Lookout restaurant, and there's a street below that before you actually get to the lake itself, but you can't see that from here. It's as if we're right on the lake.
With a great view from the outdoor swimming pool, the plenty of chairs, plenty of areas just to sit down, take in the view, read a book, relax.
It's exactly what you would want to do here. It's great for families, it's great for people, any walk of life that you would want to come in here. The two suites that we have up in the Fort William Henry Hotel, this main new building that we have here, my room has a sort of a conference and meeting table where Steve and I actually sat down and put together some advertising material for Travel World, and on his side, he actually has an in-room jacuzzi.
Jacuzzi tab, I have room for two people, but I was alone. I did not invite you to join me.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Steve. But in the meantime, we have also the outdoor pool, and you still have the indoor pool and hot tub, which we enjoyed finally when we arrived here on Thursday night.
The jacuzzi, sauna, and actually an array of amenities here for to meet all our guest needs.
Well, yeah. I also noticed that you have a nice it's a coffee and it's a snack cart that you have in the front in the morning for breakfast with muffins and all kinds of cakes.
Yeah, we have coffee service in the guest rooms, but this is a special coffee out of Vermont that we serve with our guests. And those sticky buns is actually what you're referring to. Mm-hmm. We're homemade every day, and just another luxury for our guests.
You just love that homemade style too here. And you have a new executive chef with you right now. Last year it was Robert Byrne, but this year it's Chris. I don't know your last name, Chris.
Ray.
Chris Ray. And we actually enjoy some of your cooking, the porterhouse steak, the chicken parmesan.
The chicken Oscar. Boy, the huge portion. I think it took up the whole chicken. Took up the entire plate. Huge portion. Great.
And it was delicious. And the soup. Mmm. That was at the J.T. Kelly's restaurant, the pub and grill that we had supper at on Thursday and on Friday night.
We're very lucky to have Chris, very, very talented chef. One of his first ventures with us was we do a wine and roses, which we feature at Vineyard, and Chris put together some incredible hors d'oeuvres. And then we moved on to a tenor that entertained our guests for an hour, and then our guests enjoyed a dessert party, and then back out on the veranda for fireworks on Thursday night.
Yeah.
This goes on throughout the summer? Or?
Yeah, we have a lot of different events that we do for our guests on the property here. We have an Elvis show almost nightly in our Towers Hall. Elvis Inn, Sinatra, and Celine Dion, et cetera.
Well, we like the Elvis side of it, of course. The other thing that you have is you have a Beatles tribute band that's playing tonight.
We do have a Beatles, yep. They bring them in and out.
They call themselves the Brits, but they're the style of the old Beatles from the original British invasion with the suits and everything, and then the Rickenbacker guitar and everything, so sounds like something that would be fun to listen to. I know that our own friend Bob here in Master Control, he's a drummer, and the bass player in his band is a great Beatles fan, so I'm sure that Joss would absolutely adore this particular show.
Yeah, you got that right.
One of the things here that we're looking directly out on the lawn, you've got a multi-stage fountain, which is giving me ideas. I could drink too much coffee in the morning. And then you have... Then you have
subliminal suggestion there.
Subliminal suggestion. Every time we hear running water, you see. Or was that putting a hand in a glass of cold water? Anyway, I forget what that was. But then you have the outdoor swimming pool. It's not a heated swimming pool, but in the summertime, it's plenty refreshing, I would imagine. And
very huge. It's a huge pool compared to many hotels. Like
it's actually it's a 100-foot pool. It's the biggest in the area.
And it sure looks it too. And you've got plenty of seating area. Like on the outside, you've got all the comfy furniture. You've got rocking chairs. So Steve and I sat in there in the morning. Carol can die if any kind of picture. Mel from here wouldn't buy.
Yeah, we could fast forward ourselves 40 years down the road.
Of course, Steve and I, we fancy ourselves. Two old guys in the balcony on the Muppet Show. That's my future.
Well, the best place to enjoy a cup of coffee is right out here in the veranda in the morning.
Oh, yeah, you can tell. It's not just that. The sun has come out. Today was beautiful. It was clear. And even on a rainy day. Now, yesterday was a really rainy day, but it was still fun to be around here. Even when it's coming down in sheets, you'll still find something fun to do. And I got to mention that the Lake George area... We're in Lake George Village, which is just north of where all the amusement parks and the fun centers and the water slides are. And actually, if we're lucky, we're hoping that the mayor of Lake George Village will be joining us in the latter half of the show. But in the meantime, there's still so much to talk about here at the Fort William Henry Hotel and Resort.
Great central location if you're everything in Lake George Village. You just park your car and you just walk to everything, the multitude of shops, restaurants, the beach on the lake. Hey, you don't have to move if you don't want to.
From virtually all corners of the United States, or anywhere for that matter, you can fly into Albany and take a very short hop up the 87 and you're here.
1 hour north of Albany Airport and 3 hours south of Montreal.
You can actually fly into Albany and we'll pick you up.
That's new.
Well, yeah, one big feature we put in this year was our concierge department. Okay. And it's a full-service concierge because there literally is so much to do in the Lake George area. It's one-stop shopping at our concierge. Anything you can possibly think of, from paintball to whitewater rafting, to skydiving, we have it available for you.
That is something that is really interesting because then you know that you just have to make your way to Albany Airport, and that's it. You're
everything is looked after afterwards.
And the paintball, of course, you have all those areas right here around the Lake George area. So you just do a little bit of stuff, and you got some great shopping outlets. I know I took advantage of that.
Big outlet shopping here in Lake George.
There's actually 155 stores, anything from Van Heusen to Dance to houseware, all very good buys, true factory outlets.
And unlike what you're expecting at most factory outlets, the prices here are actually reasonable. I mean, I went there and I started buying some clothes, and I said, wait a minute, this is actually a bargain.
Sometimes they aren't when you go into those outlets, but hey, you did very well yesterday.
I did very well. I actually bought some really great clothes. I know we have brand new uniforms here at Travel World. Steven and I got ourselves a new shirt with our new logo and everything.
And now you'll be able to identify us. We can't blend into the crowd with things like
that. Yeah, well, the beat-up old Ford Econoline line, right, is not catching enough.
Yeah, that's another program.
Well, we're going to be taking off for the break, and we're going to be coming out following. We're going to be talking more about the food and the restaurants right here at the Fort William Henry Resort at beautiful Lake George, New York, in beautiful upstate the Adirondack Mountains. Stay tuned. Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 Port Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself as you cross out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down. Get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rail Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Lake George Fort William Henry Resort, and we have also the executive chef Chris with us. I forgot your last name, Chris.
say.
Rennes.
It's a tough name. It's a German name.
Oh, German. Because I have to write it down. That's the secret for me for writing that down properly. So now, you have all kinds of great things. You were telling us during the break a bit more about catering to the different kinds of guests that you might encounter here, because I noticed at the Port William Henry Resorts you have many different restaurants, including the ice cream parlors, Big Bob Burgers, you've got the Lookout Cafe, which don't ever order the large because they really mean it.
The portions are huge.
Oh, yeah. And, well, you know, that's good because, you know, I remember when we went to England, the one thing we noticed about there, you order a large and you might be able to have enough to feed a hamster. I mean, here, you're small as enough to feed a family of four and you don't have leftovers for 3 weeks.
We strive on that to give our customers and clients really something for the money. We cater to all different groups and kinds of people, and it's a great opportunity here because we do have all the different outlets with the Lookout Cafe and Big Bob for sandwiches, the South Station, and Sticky Bun for a nice cup of coffee and a fresh baked muffin that allows us to cater to a very broad clientele. And if somebody is looking for a nice dinner, either we have the J.D. Kelly's, which makes great food, as you guys said before.
Yes.
And I'm very fortunate to have a very strong culinary staff in those places, which allows me to be more administrative and take care of other things.
I'll talk about the large size portions of the variety you mentioned, because if you're staying here for a week, you can have a different meal every night. You've got like steak, you've got roast beef, seafood, pasta, chicken, all excellent, and as we mentioned, again, huge portions. You're not going to leave one of the restaurants here hungry.
No, that's definitely one of our biggest things. We emphasize that. Give them something for the money. Make them big portions.
It is good value for sure. Even here on Thursday night where you actually had karaoke at J.D. Kelly's, which I had a fantastic time at. At that night I had the porterhouse steak with they had garlic mashed potatoes on it too. And the potatoes, oh, they were delicious. With foie all over the plate. And I'm thinking, wow, that's good. Because normally you mix that in with the gravy and stuff and it makes for a really, really tasty meal. But it's not just J.T. Kelly's which makes all the restaurants and the great variety out here. The lunches we had over at the Lookout Cafe, which literally you just walk a little bit further down from the property and you still have this beautiful view of the southern end of Lake George. You can watch also the tour ships go by. With you have the Lac-Saint Sacrement, you have the Mohican, and there's the authentic steam paddle wheeler, the Mini Haha, and you can watch that go out and take its tour of the lake. See that all? You have these really delicious smoothies that really hit the spot. Have yourself a nice soft drink and whatever you wish. But I notice they have no dessert there because that will encourage you to go down and explore the boardwalk for the rest of the resort. And you have dessert places. You've got your shops, you've got your saltwater taffy, you've got also the ice cream. Ice cream by Hershey's, which we also partook.
You can't have, a vacation is not a vacation without a big dish of ice cream.
Well, no, definitely. And now, tell us a bit more about the dream and the work that went into building this property. It was flat land for many years because the original hotel had burned down at one point, didn't it?
Yeah, actually, the original hotel sat exactly where this one is. We pushed this back 30 feet.
Uh-huh.
We did that because we did not want to jeopardize lawn space. And we took a little bit of lawn, a little bit of blacktop, and we built up.
Uh-huh.
And the thought that went into the... We really traveled the world and looked at a lot of different guest rooms on what to design for our guests. One thing we thought a lot of hotels miss is the bathroom, which is a very big amenity. So you'll notice in every guest room we have in the new hotel, you have both a shower and corner shower and a bathtub, or a jacuzzi, as in your case, David, because the bathroom's a big amenity.
Well, for sure. The one thing I enjoy about the bathroom here is it's spacious.
It's spacious. You have large counter space to put your things out on. You don't just go in and sit there, you've got room to move around and walk around, especially if you're getting out of the shower and have to dry up.
We've been in some European hotels where they take the term water closet quite literally. So, no, seriously, in this particular place, I had a separate shower stall, and there's a bathtub nearby. And one of my favorite features, of course, is that there's a nice, you can open there's this portal, like a door that you'd have to a kitchen. You open that up, and you can actually... enjoy yourself. Like if you're having a bubble bath or something like that, and you just pass your drinks through the dark.
Will, you hit it right on the money. That's the number one question we get here. Why do you have a window in your bathroom?
Oh, but for people like me who want to pee.
It's actually, we call those our European doors.
Yeah.
And the reason you hit it on the head, we saw those down in Orlando, Florida. We were at the Portofino, which is a very upscale Universal property. And it allows our guests to open those windows and view the fireworks on Thursday nights, talk to the children, romantic, whatever.
Absolutely. Well, that's part of it because, I mean, to come to a place like George, it's definitely a recreational place. You're going to come here. Of course, you can come here for the business meetings because you have excellent meeting facilities out in the same building as J.T. Kelly's. We saw that. Modern facilities with high-speed internet now growing up. You're up to the second floor with that, and you're going to be moving up to all floors very shortly. And I noticed with all the foresight that you used to plan the room, so it's very modern. But when you come down here, you want the recreation. You want to be able to relax and all varieties. Sometimes couples want to come down together and they, you know, just want to spend a little bit of time together. And this is one of the things, because you also have the microwave oven, free coffee makers, and you might still have a small fridge. So you can actually quite literally spend an awful lot of time in your rooms.
But we hope you don't, because Lake George has so much to offer. We give you everything in the guest room, all the modern conveniences, but very traditional, very Victorian and by nature, keeping to the theme of the old hotel. But when you come to Lake George, there's literally endless amount of activity, 24 hours a day.
You're not going to be bored because with the mini putt, the amusement park, shopping, and restaurants, I mean, for the entire, like, 7-mile strip south of here, hey, there's something you can spend literally weeks discovering all of those places.
And God bless Mayor Blaze, who just stepped in, who has helped develop this area. We have a brand new Lake George Forum, which you probably passed on your way in. That's a wonderful trade center and skating rink and hockey rink and ice and meeting space. And they did a lot of great things. So our guest, if it's 105 out and you want to go ice skating, you can do that.
Well, you know, that's the very thing that we enjoy about the village of Lake George. The village of Lake George is just north of Queensbury. Queensbury is actually where most of the amusement parks are actually located. There's the shopping centers and stuff like that. And you can actually go into Glens Falls as well, which is a really nice little small town that we've seen. But all along Route 9, I got the thing that I really enjoy, and that was we enjoyed that out in Vermont along Route 5, was that whole idea of life begins on the off-ramp.
Away from the interstate, when you go back in the way America was in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and you just step back in time because many of those businesses were built up during that era, and they still have the traditional signs, but hey, they all look so inviting, as you said. They all look so welcoming, and they've all been kept up and really up to date.
We are. I'm sorry. Well,
no, go ahead.
We are, I just can't talk about this area enough. We are really so proud of Lake George region and the Glens Falls. And there's a lot of things that happened here. For instance, if you're a golfer, last November, Golf Digest rated this area number 2 in the whole country for golf, for quality of play, for availability, for pricing. And our courses are the best in the world.
Number 2 in the country, and that's saying quite a lot. Now, Sam, just before we take a break, because we got a minute and a half, you explained that you actually have some amazing specials to offer the radio listeners.
I did that this morning for the Travel World show. We have a special rate if you book on the internet. You go to www.fortwilliamhenry.com. You'll see the very first tab. You'll see our whole webpage, but it's book reservations, check availability. When you go to that, you'll see a promo code, and if you type in the word radio, R-A-D-I-O, you can experience up to 50% discount on room rates just for being a listener of the Travel World show.
That's awesome. So that's it. I mean, book your rooms now. And that goes for all the rooms in the property, not just the main hotel. It goes for the motel side as well.
Every room, every day.
Now that's cool.
Our complete inventory.
No blackouts. And that says something for the confidence they have in their property. They want us to come down, and for sure.
And once people personally experience it, they will be coming back time and time again. You have a great repeat factor.
Our VIP program is up to 50,000 guests, and we know that once you step through our doors and let our staff service you, we'll see you again.
Well, for sure. That's one thing I've noticed about here. The friendliness of the staff, the courtesy of the people. Once you come down here, you keep it in your mind. You want to keep coming back year after year. We're going to be taking another break in about 5 seconds on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, coming back with the mayor of Lake George. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Travel World with Dylan and Steve.
Travel World Radio, 5-7.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
The warmth, the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
Welcome back to the
Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford right here, live on location in beautiful, sunny Lake George, New York, resort town, and we're at the Fort William Henry Resort. We've got Sam Luciano, who's the Chief Operating Officer and the General Manager here at the Fort William Henry Resort, and we are very lucky to have a very special guest right here on location with us, Mayor Blaze of the Lake George Village. Mayor Blaze, welcome to the Travel World Radio Show.
Welcome to Lake George. We're happy to have you here.
Oh, we're glad to be here. We were just talking during the break about all the things there are to see and do here at Lake George. Lake George itself is, for me, it evokes vacation, relaxation, unwinding. You know, I come from the big city. I come from Montreal, a very high-stress business environment. And what you want to do is have a place where you can just relax and enjoy yourself. And Lake George is definitely all of these things.
Well, we believe that Lake George is something for everyone. Money Magazine rated us one of the top five family resorts in the country. We believe, of course, we're number one. The whole Lake George region offers so many different variety of activities for folks. Whether you come here on your honeymoon or whether you return later on a motorcycle or in a car or by plane, in your later years, you can come back again. You'll never leave Lake George once you visit here the first time.
You will find something for everyone in the family, no matter what your age. And we're talking about the weather, and sometimes some destinations are totally, totally dependent on the weather. And if it's not a nice day, you have nothing to do except twiddle your thumbs, you are not going to get bored in Lake George.
No, you certainly won't. And this resort is an example of that. Indoor pool, outdoor pool, two or three restaurants, a good show right on property. You don't have to travel very far. And so the weather really is not a factor for us here. With so many things to do inside or outside, we've got a new skating rink to offer. We've got a roller rink. We've got indoor, outdoor amusement parks, arcades, water slide whirls, everything that anyone might want if they come here as a family or as a couple.
And you made a very interesting point during the break about all the amusement parks, including the Six Flags Great Escape amusement park, use Lake George as their address.
Well, that's true, even though they're down the road in a town called Queensbury, which, of course, we're very proud of as well. Lake George is a recognizable name to folks. No matter where I go, I always tell the story when I go to a mayor's conference, no matter where it is in the United States of America, I could be standing next to mayors that are from communities 10 or 15 times larger than we are. And the place that they recognize is Lake George, New York. They walk up to me and say, I've been there, my parents went there, I honeymooned there, and the person next to me might be from a community 2.5 million inhabitants, and they may not even know where it is.
It's a well-known vacation destination right here, just north of Albany. It's accessible to virtually any metropolis. We see an awful lot of people coming from New York City who come here to vacation. I mean, next to the Catskills, it's probably one of the most popular areas for New York City residents to come to. But even people from Boston, we've seen people from Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, all over that come here.
All over the world. A great majority of our travelers now, of course, come from New York State, but outside of the state, New Jersey now has become our prime area of destination. It's a short one-day drive. The price of gasoline is not a factor. We're getting a lot of the Canadians back from Montreal and so forth. We do a great business from the New England states. Anywhere where you can get here in one day, this is really a mecca that you don't have to spend. You know, if we travel from here to Williamsburg, Virginia, we have to stay overnight.
That big pop that we just heard was the Fort William Henry demonstration of the firing of an authentic 18th century cannon. And that was probably the actor Bob McPhee, who he dresses up in a uniform as one of the commanders at that fort. And we particularly enjoyed our demonstration last year because they call it living history.
That's right, and that's another example of the things to do right here on this property. Here you've got a brand new, magnificent new hotel. And we're sitting on the veranda staring at one of America's most gorgeous lakes. And right next to it, we've got the Fort William Henry, who's played one of the most important parts in the history of our country.
So, the 250th anniversary of the French and Indian Wars, starting out the celebrations over the next 9 years, begin this year.
That's right. And we hope that many of the folks will come here to see the activities that's planned around the Lake George area.
It's the setting for the James Fenimore Cooper's famous novel and turned into a motion picture, The Last of the Mohicans.
It's the name recognition factor, I think, of Lake George, as you were alluding to, because people, it brings back happy memories. I think everyone who's ever been here, it sort of left a little part of them in them, and they said, hey, we've got to come back, and it's memories and happy times.
We hope so. That's part of our deal. Our only industry here is tourism, and that's what we concentrate on. Tourism is a great industry to be in. It's fun. It'll never leave you. It'll never go Chapter 11 or 13. And it certainly won't move to Africa or Georgia.
Organized source tourism. They're not talking.
That's right. It's here for us, and we need to make sure that we take care of it, and we think we do a good job of it, and we want your listeners to know that if they do come here, they will be taken care of.
And remember that promotional code RADIO for the Fort William Henry Resorts that Sam was very generous to offer our listeners. I must say thank you. And that's another word that I can say really characterizes Lake George. Generous. Generous portions, generous people, generous hospitality. People are friendly. They're smiling everywhere I go here.
When you go to a restaurant, when you go to a store, how can I help you? How's your day going? You know, people are open. They're not sullen and sitting in the corner. Hey, it's like open arms. We're glad you are here.
It's part of the family atmosphere that people have come to respect, so that we don't mind all the children running around the restaurants, and we don't mind the families bringing 8 or 10 people. It's part of the atmosphere.
Well, we found that the families here are generally well-behaved as a result, too. The people, I mean, you hear the activity around here. There's a buzz about the place. It's active, it's alive, it's friendly, and people have a great time. Even when we're in the pool, I mean, you can relax, but you can also know that you're going to have a good time, and you can have fun, too. The beautiful, the natural setting here, the boat tours that go around, you have dinner cruises on board them as well. And that's just here in the Lake George Village. I mean, you've got some amazing mini-putt. Now, Stephen, of course, is a mini-putt shark.
Go out there and challenge you on a game.
Yeah, the rather unassuming kind of person figure, oh, what can he do? This guy, you know, I mean, I think you could...
Beneath this facade.
Beneath the facade lurks the Tiger Woods of Travel World. At least on the mini-putt. On the golf course, though, that's a different story.
That's the opposite, yes.
But the golf
bowling scores out there, yeah.
Well, I would gladly trade my golf and bowling scores, and then I could definitely see something going in that direction. You have another really interesting feature in this hotel that you didn't mention to me earlier. In the television system, you have the interactive video, and on one of the channels is something that actually working with the community very well, is a series of promotional clips of all the tourism areas that you have here in Lake George.
Yeah, that's something new for us that we are developing with the local TV station, TV8. And at its completion, we'll have all of the attractions, restaurants, everything the area has to offer in a video clip that plays at other TV stations.
It was pretty interesting to me because I also enjoy the idea that there's a Wild West show here. It reminisces of what Frontier Town used to be. That was a bit sad for me driving down the 87 seeing
how it's all boarded up.
Seeing Frontier Town all boarded up because I remember watching Magic Tom all those years ago going to that resort. But you can actually come back here and see it, and there's little train rides too. Now, we phone with them out at railroads and trains, so that's something that's...
Within about 30 minutes from here, there's a couple of easy train rides you can take. It's a rail bus. Take note.
Absolutely. And so you have the new community center that you've put together. It's been here for a while, but you have new programs that you're offering people.
Well, we've got the new Lake George Forum, which is a combination Olympic ice rink that we turn into a trade show center during the shoulder season so that we keep the facility busy. And actually, that's going to be the site for our first annual Elvis tribute show, which I know Sam alluded to recently here. They have a Legends on Stage show here that's actually being produced by one of the gentlemen who helped us with that show. But we're looking forward to that weekend in October. We're trying to extend our season, give folks again another something to come here for. You talk about the Wild West show. Well, there's going to be an Elvis Presley tribute show, we hope, which will grow to be one of the largest in the country where people can come and see the over 75 tribute artists compete for the Northeastern United States Tribute Champion and win $5,000 in prizes and a lot of other activities going on. The Fort William Henry Hotel is the host hotel for that extravaganza. And again, this is the place where it's all going to take place.
October 15th to 17th are the dates.
That's the dates for the Elvis Tribute Festival.
We're going to be taking a break on the Travel World Radio Show right here across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want related to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Whoa.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Lynn and Steve are up in location, beautiful Lake George. Take it away, guys.
Yeah, that was Bob in Master Control. We enjoyed the introduction. Thank you very much, Bob. Welcome back to the Travel World. That's good. Definitely. So, welcome back. We're on Lake George, on location Lake George at the Fort William Henry Hotel and Resort. Got Sam Luciano, who's the Chief Operating Officer and the General Manager of the Fort William Henry Hotel and Resort, back on location with us. We just had the Mayor of Lake George on. How cool was that?
Yes, glad he could drop by and busy schedule to say a few moments.
Yes, for sure. And Sam, welcome back to the show. Once again, we still have our chef, Chris Wright, with us. Chris, how long have you been here in Lake George?
I've become a member of the team here at Fort William Henry over a month ago, and it's been nothing but great so far. It's a very highly professional run company, and I have people behind me like Sam and another big support staff, and it's been great. It's a very nice and challenging opportunity, and I love it.
Chris has been servicing the visitors to the George for many years. He was involved with another restaurant, House, just north of here.
Oh, so he was a lucky catch for the Fort William Henry Hotel and Resort.
Boy, I guess.
One of the things that I've noticed, and you touched upon the professionalism here at the Fort William Henry Hotel and Resort, and I've got to stress that it's very noticeable, not only in the pleasant atmosphere that the people provide, but the people here, they all know what to do. When you have a question, when you have something going on, say, wait just a minute, I know how to this, I know how to that, and they'll come up with the answer for you one way or the other. Plus, one of the things I particularly enjoy about staying at a resort like the Fort William Henry Hotel and Resort is that no matter which part of the resort you visit, not just the hotel, but even all the restaurants, you can actually charge everything to your room. You have the charge slip, you take along your little tag, they'll verify that you're a guest, charge it to your room. So you can literally walk around without any cash on you, do everything you want to do, eat what you want to eat, enjoy yourself, you settle up at the end. So it frees you to really enjoy yourself while you're here.
And then, matter of fact, in the very near future, your guest room key card will be charged to $1 that you can use anywhere on our property. We've been working on that program for about a year now.
Now that's cool, because that's something that you just don't find everywhere.
It's a commitment to being innovative and a commitment to taking the best aspects of service from around the world and putting them into play right here.
And Will, I thank you for the comments on our professional staff. You have to understand that we have the greatest job in the world. If you think about it, we sell memories, we sell vacations, we sell coconut oil by our pool. We interact with our guests. It's not a factory job. We really have the greatest jobs in the world. And it's a pleasure to come to work every day.
You're making people happy, and that makes you happy at the same time.
Absolutely.
How many people can say they can come to a place like this and work? I mean, just take a look.
It's nice coming to paradise to work every day. And it's true here. It can't be stressed enough that some people say, well, it's raining or it's cold or I don't want to go. The weather is just not a factor here at Lake George. Even the winter, they don't roll up the roads. I mean, there's still stuff to do here.
There's snowmobiling, there's cross-country skiing in the area, skating.
I remember here on Friday walking around. It was raining, but we were standing in the parking lot. We're looking across the street at these two mountain peaks, and you notice how the clouds form and cover the middle part of the mountain. You can see the peak sticking out of one of the top of the clouds, and I'm thinking, wow, now that is amazing, because the air is so sweet and fresh around here, too. It's one of the things I love about the Adirondacks.
It's really just an incredible area. You know, we talk about our golf courses, and when we bring our guests and we do shuttle, we have golf packages, we bring them to the best golf courses in the country, rated number two. We also do a fitness program for our guests, and we bring them to the number one fitness gym in the country, and it is the world record holder for the bench press. He just competed in Ohio a few weeks ago and bench pressed 802 pounds.
Holy Hannah.
His name is Bill Crawford, and he's the trainer for our guest.
You kidding? That guy is a trainer here?
He's a trainer for our guest. We shuttle down to his gym, and he takes a look at your program, and he modifies it. And we also work with a company called New York Fitness, and we give software away to our guests for fitness packages. And we give our guests a complete fitness program with the best in the world.
He doesn't wear purple pants and turn green, and that's how he gets so angry?
I would. I never thought it would.
You just don't want to make this guy angry. 802 pounds bench press.
And the nicest guy in the world. Just incredible. And he does a great job. He looks at your... The program that you're doing is you come here as our guest and you'll modify it and make sure you get the best out of your workout.
That is something that I've noticed, though. Among people who are into fitness, some of the people who are the most successful, people are afraid to approach them, but in reality, they're some of the nicest people you'd ever meet.
Really are.
Yeah. Although I did kind of get scared when he says, please don't make me angry.
The other good side.
It's the other good side, 802 pounds. Oh, my God. But yeah, so the best gym, that is something that I just didn't know. But again, you walk through here, you also have this beautiful gazebo. Now, last year we broadcast out of the gazebo. We got pictures of that up on our website because it was such a nice little broadcast. And we got one or two pictures that you snapped here of us doing the show, so we're going to be putting that up on the site as well. And I hope you have some stock pictures you can give us because I'm sure the listeners are going to want to see some of this terrific view that they're certainly missing being on the radio.
And we'll put that on our website. We're talking about beautiful, start off your morning, breakfast is all about one of the most enjoyable meals you can have when you're on vacation. You have the White Lion Room. That's part of the original, go back to the original resort.
Absolutely. And you know, you talk about right now in the summer, certainly in our peak season, my favorite, personally, living up in the area, is absolutely the fall. And we talked about this Elvis Festival coming up October 15th. That's going to be right during the peak foliage season, so if you can imagine the mountains that surround us that are the orange and yellows.
Orange, yellow, all the different colors.
Yeah, fall foliage.
Fall foliage season is really big in the Adirondacks. I can just picture it around the lake and beautiful, beautiful scenery.
Not only do you have the tall pines, which I absolutely love the Adirondacks for, but you've got all that foliage from the deciduous trees in the area. I remember as a kid, I learned the difference between deciduous and coniferous trees because I once told somebody that I saw a carnivorous tree. He looked at me funny and said, a meat-eating tree? Yeah. But looking in the distance out on the lake, of course, and you've got the mountains that come down, is the Minnehaha.
I'm back after 1 hour cruise.
It's just something to sit on board and to watch one of these paddle wheelers in action. It casts your mind back. You get into this mode of nostalgia that, man, I'm having a good time here. And that's what Lake George is all about in the Fort William Henry Hotel and Resort. Again, that's what it's all about.
And you know, the mayor, you give him a lot of credit. The whole politics in Lake George has kept this area very pristine. Matter of fact, every 300 years, Lake George water is displaced by incoming streams off the mountains and streams that export. It actually is connected to the Lake Champlain by the Lachute River. So Lake George remains one of the cleanest lakes in America, and it will remain that way.
And there's that concerted effort, community involvement, to maintain the pristine nature of the area without not overdevelopment and high rises all around the lake and timeshares and everything else. You've kept the best of the past while making sure that there's also the modern amenities that the vacationer is looking for.
So the music is playing. That must mean that we have about 2 minutes left before the end of the show, Steve.
Yeah, another show comes to an end. Sam, why don't you repeat your kind offer to Travel World listeners?
I'd like to give you our 800 number. It's 1-800-234-0267, 1-800-234-0267, and our website is www.fortwilliamhenry.com. Please go online, use radio as your promo code, and receive up to a 50% discount.
That's amazing. 50% discount on all rooms, all the time, no blackouts.
No blackouts.
www.fortwilliamhenry.com. Also 1-800...
234-0267.
234-0267.
If you do become our guest, please let me introduce you to our chef, Chris. He'll make you the...
Wonderful meal.
Incredible meal you ever had.
Oh, you'll really remember that meal. That meal will come down in travel memories.
And everybody, make sure you say hello to Sam on our behalf, one way or the other. It was a great time that we had here. We've got the Minnehaha coming into port. We've got beautiful sunshine, nice breeze. It's not too hot. It's great walking weather, Steve.
Oh, an afternoon to sit out and read a newspaper, read a magazine, and we'll hit the indoor pool, the whirlpool, have a nap. Hey, it's relaxation, Lake George style.
There you go.
Lake George, New York, upstate New York. 1 hour north of Albany, you've got pickup service from the airport in Albany. You can't go wrong. Upstate New York, Lake George, New York, Fort William Henry Hotel Resort. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Sam Luciano, thank you, Will and Steve.
I'm Chris, and I hope to see you soon.
And Bob?
Yep.
I'm still here.
Oh, I'm glad you are, Bob.
By the way, tell Steve I like my steaks rare when I get down there.
Well, the steaks are pretty rare in a vegetarian cuisine, but yes. Anyway.
Hey, will we see Bob on during October, during Elvis Festival?
I think we can invite Bob down. What do you say, Bob?
Yeah, most likely. I'll probably come down and see that. I'll probably end up playing part of it, too.
Okay, we got 8 seconds.
To get playing up on the stage when they get to hear back.
That's it. We're out.